18 of 32 from the three-point line here this afternoon. The 19 hits tying a Big Ten tournament record set by Iowa against Maryland in the 2022 conference tourney. 52% overall from the field, 30 out of 58, as the Badgers defeat UCLA here today, 86-70. They were raining threes early and never really cooled off. If you go from 12 of 19 in the first half to 7 of 13, if that's the definition of cooling off, I think Greg Gard will take that every day and twice on Sunday.
Well, they just didn't get enough shot attempts up. I mean, there's no cooling off. They just kind of didn't get enough shot attempts up.
You know, just it was terrific work, and we said it again. We talked to Kamari about it, the defensive work in this game against a UCLA team that put up 85 against Wisconsin. I mean, to score this against a team as good defensively as UCLA is one thing, but to hold, I mean, the 70 points, they got some, you know, some points there late with some open looks, but 32% from the floor for the Bruins here today.
Well, and that to me is where you look at it. Defensively, fantastic, but I think in general, like, it's just a great statement. Now, I know they're not going to talk about it, but I think more than anything, what this does is think it. I'm just going to say.
You're going to jinx it?
That's what I was worried about. So I don't know. I might not, but I'll put it this way. I think it helps seating, maybe seating location.
I think it does.
I think that's a thing that it might help is seating location. Now, I'm not a jinx, so I'm not going to say that, but I think it helps seating location, wherever that location might be. If you can connect the dots, I'll let others connect the dots.
In the old line, like, there is no such thing. So we're having fun with it.
Realistically, I do think that this win here does help because you had Iowa State that lost yesterday, so there's no more quality wins that they can add to their schedule. This is a quality win.
Oh, big time.
And I know it's the body of work, but you've just added, and that's the thing that when you get to selection, you know, Sunday, you'll hear, well, it's not just the last 2 weeks. It's not the last 10. When I played, it was how are they doing over the last 10?
Yep.
That's all gone. Now, they're, as far as weighted and measurements and stuff like that that you'll hear as they talk through this, the one big thing about it will be, okay, it's the whole body. Well, this is a big part of one of the body, right? One of the metrics, one of the, you know, games. This one carries a lot of weight.
It
it's
does.
A good win.
Big. Quad one win here today. This is the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
It was an onslaught here today as Wisconsin defeats UCLA 86-70. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows, and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring registered nurses with a starting pay of $41 per hour to provide essential health care to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers defeat UCLA this afternoon, 86-70, setting up one semifinal game. It'll be the Badgers and Michigan State tomorrow. Our coverage will start at 11 a.m. Central, tip set for noon. The night session quarterfinal matchups will have Illinois against Maryland. That will begin at 5:30 Central Time, followed by Purdue and Michigan. So can they shoot like this tomorrow against Michigan State, Butchie?
Well, they can't shoot worse than they shot at East Lansing. So that, how about that answer?
Yeah, somewhere in the middle,
yeah,
right?
Somewhere in the middle, and we're going to have a really good game tomorrow.
Yeah, 5 for 32 in that game in East Lansing from 3, 19 of 32 against a very good defensive outfit in UCLA here this afternoon. So the Bruins will be heading in to the NCAA tournament with a 22-10 record. The Badgers right now are 25-8 going into tomorrow's semifinal game. John Tonjay with 26 points and 9 rebounds, 9 of 10 from the floor. He did pitch a perfect game from the three-point line, 6 out of 6. How about his two games against UCLA? 12 of 13 from 3, 2 of 3 at the free throw line. He had 4 assists in the game as well. John Blackwell with 18 points. Kamari McGee with 14, Stephen Crowell with 13 here today. Xavier Amos ends up with 8, 3 for Max Klesmet, 2 for Carter Gilmore, 2 points and 8 rebounds for Nolan Winters. Sebastian Mack with 18 to pace the Bruins, 14 for Kobe Johnson, 9 apiece for William Kyle III and Trent Perry, 7 apiece for Dylan Andrews and Sky Clark, 4 for Adai Mara, 2 points, 9 rebounds for Tyler Bilodeau. 86-70. Wisconsin knocks off UCLA. When we continue, we'll take a look at the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Postgame coverage continues as Wisconsin defeats UCLA this afternoon, 86-70. We'll take a glance at some of the other games going on, conference tournaments. So we got the two other games tonight, of course, in the Big Ten. Take a glance at the SEC, Tennessee leading Texas 53-45. They're about 6 minutes into the second half. Auburn got through Ole Miss today, 62-57. In the American Athletic, it was Memphis outscoring Wichita State 83 to 80. Later tonight in the ACC, you got Duke and North Carolina. Big storyline for Duke, though, is about health. Cooper Flagg injured yesterday. Big 12 semifinal tonight. You got BYU in Houston. And you've got two really good games in the Big East tonight. Marquette and St. John's, that'll tip off at Madison Square Garden at 5:30 Central Time, followed by UConn and Creighton. We talk a lot about the Big Ten showcase today. The Big East has a pretty good stage
here
tonight.
Well, absolutely. And that's, I mean, it's been great today. I've said it. We talked about it earlier today. Today's the best day in college basketball. You really get everybody out there going up against each other. You get good versus good. And you got two more of those coming in here tonight in Indianapolis. And then you're going to have the semis in this league, which is going to be phenomenal as well. And, I mean, this is great. And just bottom line, it's fantastic. Sit back. Make sure you got a good chair, a good viewing spot, and let it ride.
Yeah, get your popcorn ready.
Absolutely.
Before Butch steals it.
I will steal it. Correct.
No doubt.
There is no doubt, right.
86-70, Wisconsin defeats UCLA. Today we'll take another break. We'll have more of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in 3 minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round, and you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
It's Truck Month with the Ford Crew.
Sam, do you know what these trucks have in common?
They're all Ford trucks.
And
they're built Ford tough.
Also true, but specifically they're Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 48 years.
48 years? We should celebrate a month-long event.
Sam.
A truckload of value.
Sam.
Across the entire lineup of Ford trucks.
Sam.
That's called Truck Month already, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I knew it.
Based on 1977 to 2024 CY Industry Report and total sales.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, natural... smoked ham, Canadian bacon.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as Wisconsin defeats UCLA 86-70 this afternoon. Hey, Butchie's breakdown would be pretty easy today.
It would be, yes. A lot of they didn't take care of the offensive glass. UCLA got way too many
18 second chance points is crazy.
You can't have that. I mean, it's just you can't win in March if you do that, or you just drill 19 threes.
That always helps.
It was fantastic.
How about this?
It really was, though. I mean, fantastic.
We had talked a couple times. They had some. Multiple possessions that were just a thing of beauty. 30 made shots, 22 assists.
The ball was, I mean, yeah. I said the ball, especially the first half, the ball has energy. And I know I'm weird, but when you say that, the way it was moving, it's almost like it was meant to go in. Mm-hmm. You know, when five guys are on the floor and every guy touches it, and it ends up in the deep corner for a wide-open look for three, those are the ones that go in. Mm-hmm. There's something to be said about sharing the basketball and playing together. And when you do that, you set yourself up for a lot of success, and that's what you saw today. We haven't seen that over the last three or four games. Mm-hmm. Part of that, Max Klusman not being out there. Part of it, just kind of trying to find a little bit of that rhythm, which they had for the majority of the year. Well, you saw it finally again this afternoon.
Yep, and Tanjay was terrific. They all were, really. Yeah, Tanjay with the 26 points, Blackwell with 18. And you'd really have to nitpick today, wouldn't you? I mean, they just –
I'm sure there's somebody out there that's doing it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
I'm sure there's somebody that's out there doing it. It's not going to be me. That being said, I got a great text, though.
Oh, yeah?
Absolutely. It looks like I'm buying, boys, from Scotty.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, my night just got a lot better.
A good day.
Not equals, that my day was bad.
Yeah, good
my day.
My day
was great, but my night got a lot better.
Good day becomes a great night. Remember, it's an earlier start tomorrow. So behave yourself. Badgers over UCLA today, 86-70. We're back to mercifully wrap this up in 1 minute. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show as Wisconsin defeats UCLA 86-70. It'll be the Badgers and the Spartans tomorrow. We talked about that last game where the Badgers just they couldn't hit a shot, but yet that game was in doubt.
It was really tight, absolutely.
The Spartans do what the Spartans are so good at for like a million years. Yeah. They got some timely offensive rebounds. But that was a good college basketball game. It just Wisconsin just didn't shoot it.
Absolutely. And I think we're going to have another good one tomorrow afternoon. When you look at what you know how it plays out and what Michigan State has done, they've guarded better. Obviously, if they shoot the ball like they did today, it's going to be a Badger win. Very hard for many teams to overcome 19 made threes in general. Mm-hmm. But that was a great college basketball game a couple weeks ago, and I think we'll have another great one tomorrow afternoon.
Looking forward to it. Our coverage starts at 11 a.m. Central. Tip time for Wisconsin and Michigan State will be high noon. Well, since Scotty's buying, let's wrap it up here.
We got to get out of here.
It's time to go. Wisconsin 86, UCLA 70. That is your final score. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri, who's buying. For Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back at our network studio, this is Matt LePay, hoping you'll join us tomorrow as the Badgers square off against Michigan State in the Big Ten Tournament semifinals. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Fabic Rents. For all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Call me heavy or don't come at all. You leave your peace at home, that's your call. It never paid to be merciful. Call me heavy or don't come at all.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Hawk Show. Coming heavy. Oh, the keep it going. I love that song, man. We got to come heavy. Coming heavy. James Santel bringing in the big wigs here. Jess P.S. working the board. I got a fight in me today. I wish Chuck Schumer had a little more. We're going to get to that as well. No, man, it's just today. Thank God it's Friday. James Santel, former U.S. attorney, host of Amicus, a law review right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturdays 9 to 11 a.m. Friend of ours joining me today. It's been a few weeks and we're catching up. And as a former U.S. attorney, I was work for the DOJ, right?
I did. I actually worked right in that building, had meetings in that very room where our president today appeared. So know the halls well.
It seemed maybe the change places changed a bit since you've been there, Jim.
My sense is that it's probably physically recognizable, but atmospherically completely different.
You know, when I was a kid growing up, I worked on my neighbor's farm. Mm.
Did you now?
I used to get up at 5 o'clock every morning and go milk the cows my senior year of high school. And I go back there now and I go, drive around the old stomping grounds. Place is gone.
It's gone.
There's one silo left of all the barns and silos and manure pits and house, everything. There's one house and one silo left. Actually, I think they tore the house down. So there's just one silo. They gave the farm away. Literally gave the farm. It's a park now. It's beautiful, rolling, beautiful, nice little spot out in Stevensville, Wisconsin.
No livestock.
No, nothing. And it's gone. It's like it never existed, wow. Jim. I wonder if that's how the DOJ if you go back there now and see and hear what's happening, be a fly in the wall nowadays, compared to when you were there, it's still the same.
I mentioned before, before we went on the air too, that there are all sorts of Art Deco things that were commissioned in 1935 to make this place a place of justice. The artwork is not all that great, but there are all kinds of messages, including right outside the Attorney General's office and in the civil rights area, all throughout the Department of Justice, all about justice and about the importance of holding the Constitution, what the rule of law means. You cannot walk down a single hall in that building without seeing those messages, those important themes emblazoned in that building.
They probably took them all down, Jim.
Right.
Maybe they don't need any sort of woke ass, pictures on the wall talking about justice and justice is blind and all that stuff. Man, you get what you pay for, Jim.
Right.
That's how it works. Welcome to Trump's America.
And 1935, after all, that was 90 years ago. That's no longer who we are, apparently our president was talking about today.
And they should not get Social Security anymore. Let's talk more about Donald Trump. addressing the folks, presumably the handpicked folks over at the DOJ. Let's hear cut number two, please, Jess.
People you don't even want to know about. But as many of you do know, well, we're focused on persecuting. And
what?
These people were really focused on persecuting Republicans. The last administration presided over the worst increase in violent crime in our country in many, many decades. We had levels of violence and crime, and a lot of it had...
We're focused on persecuting. Then he realizes with the slow brain, right, the addled brain, oh, man, that's not good. So he rolls it into, oh, the last administration we're persecuting.
Right.
But I
right.
believe him the first time he said it, man. He's out there persecuting, again, specifically as I would look at the way he's going after the media, the way he's gone after this Columbia student.
Right, right. And this is an embodiment. Credit to him for living up to his campaign promise, right, with my tongue planted firmly in my cheek. I am your retribution. I am your retribution, right? And that's the persecution, right? And as I said before, the persecution does not necessarily mean to envision that day when some of these people will be in the federal district court with a jury. A persecution can indeed be an investigation, opening things through the FBI, other agencies, going after you, even if you don't ultimately result in charges. That is enough, especially since many of these people, he's talked about Jack Smith, he's talked about the Bidens, he's talked about an awful lot of people. I would guess that probably the former U.S. attorney in Southern District of New York, who again was serving under his term, might be on his list as well. These are not people, I can speak from personal knowledge and reference, these are not wealthy people. Why? They work for the government all their years. And so when you go after them and they have to retain counsel, they have to get attorneys, that is also an economic way of persecuting them for doing their jobs. It is just invidious. It's just terrible.
Counselor, if a president steers a prosecutor and directs them to arrest somebody, right, is that considered probable cause?
The answer is no.
Amazingly.
Let's do some civics here, right? At some point, you need to get in front of a federal magistrate or a judge who's going to say, okay, a grand jury, and frankly, even a U.S. attorney can issue a complaint. It only stays in place for about 30 days. At some point, you've got to go back to the grand jury. That also is in that thing called the Constitution. But let's suppose a U.S. attorney issues this thing called a complaint. She or he can do that sort of independent of the grand jury. At some point, you got to go forward in front of a federal judge or a magistrate and establish probable cause within the four corners of that document. I'm alleging that Jim Santel did these things. And my experience has been that federal judges are very, very specific. And they will sometimes say, this is not enough. This is not sufficient. They will conduct hearings on it, and there's evidence to determine whether or not there's a basis to go forward. Saying somebody should be indicted and charged is not, let's break that down now, is not probable cause.
Is not. But let me ask you this then. If they have to do investigations, right, in order to find the quote-unquote crime or the probable cause, perhaps, so in the course of opening the file, can a president direct the attorney general or somebody in the FBI or anybody in the federal government who has the authority to do so to open up a file on someone just because they want that done?
That is the ultimate undermining of the rule of law, right? If there's nothing in that file, I can open up a physical file that has Don McSalvia's name on it. But to your good point, it should have some documents inside it of some kind, to speak in the old-fashioned way. There should be some reports of interviews, something, some surveillance reports, something. And absent that, you simply don't have that kind of probable cause. It shouldn't be animated by somebody directing you to open it up. Nope.
Folks are listening to the Dom Salvia Show. That's James Santel. He's going to stick around all day today. We got Jess Bias working on the board and spinning the tunes as well. You have probable cause to come back. We have more of Donald Trump, you know, listing the enemies in front of the DOJ. You know, saving some time. Come back with us.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A proposed bill in the Wisconsin state legislature would increase the penalties for people convicted of property theft in multiple cases. The legislation proposed by Republican lawmakers would allow multiple property theft crimes committed within a six-month period to be combined as one crime. That means individual crimes where the value of the stolen property would only classify as a misdemeanor could be combined to upgrade to a felony charge. The bill would also allow prosecutors to file felony charges against suspects with prior misdemeanor convictions. On Wednesday, a Wisconsin appeals court ruled that disabled residents are not allowed to receive an absentee ballot by email. Last June, a Dane County Circuit Court judge ruled that emailing the absentee ballots was allowed. That decision was appealed by Republican lawmakers, pausing the ruling through the November election. Wednesday's ruling also means disabled voters will not be able to receive their absentee ballots by email for the April 1st election. Currently, only military and overseas voters can have their absentee ballots emailed to them. A second person charged in connection to the arson of a hunting cabin in Bayfield County has been sentenced to prison. According to court documents, 29-year-old Noah Schmitz of Bayfield was charged with arson of a building and resisting and failing to stop. He was sentenced to 4 years in prison. 32-year-old Skylar Bacina of Bayfield was convicted on arson charges in December and was sentenced to 3.5 years in prison. Schmitz allegedly told investigators the pair set the bear camp on fire because they believed bear dogs were being mistreated. The city of Superior is planning a reconstruction project on a portion of Tower Avenue before construction on the Blatnick Bridge replacement project begins. According to city officials, the $2 million project between Belknap Street and North 28th Street will improve the driving surface of the road and replace head-on turn lanes with planted medians. The city is currently finalizing the design for the reconstructed road and plans to keep one lane of traffic in each direction open for drivers during construction throughout the summer. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Glenn Powell is not by any means desperate for work. In addition to filming a remake of The Running Man and Top Gun 3 on the horizon, Powell has just signed on to a new film called The Natural Order, a sci-fi thriller about the search for eternal life. The production is in the talks with Mufasa, The Lion King director Barry Jenkins. Jenkins also directed 2016's Moonlight, for which he won an Oscar for Best Director. Kelly Ripa and husband Mark Consuelos are often referred to as the cutest married couple ever around their dinner table. The overly perky co-hosts of Live with Kelly and Mark are great at self-promotion, and this time it's because Consuelos did a segment on the show with his fly open. The supposedly accidental open zipper became obvious when he leaned back in his chair. Producers thought quickly and moved to the next segment, which is called Stump Mark, which is a perfect segment name for a guy who forgets to pull up his zipper. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Breezy tonight with passing showers and thunderstorms. Windy tomorrow with areas of rain mixing with and changing to snow by the afternoon. Temps fall out of the 50s tonight to the 30s tomorrow. Sunshine and around 40 for a high Sunday. It's 71 right now.
I'm Sheriff Todd Scarbin with an important message. Law enforcement teams from across Wisconsin work extremely hard to keep you safe, especially from violent crime. When liberal judges refuse to actually punish violent criminals, it undermines the entire criminal justice system. Some liberal judges, like Susan Crawford, do just that, and her record proves it. Crawford gave 4 years to a guy who sexually assaulted a six-year-old. She gave 2 years to a guy who beat up his girlfriend and also shot a man. And Crawford gave only 90 days for a guy who brutally beat and strangled a woman. We need a Supreme Court judge who will make public safety a top priority, who will interpret the rule of law in a firm but fair manner, and will not legislate from the bench. More than 80 sheriffs agree, liberal Judge Susan Crawford would make it harder for us to keep you safe.
Call Susan Crawford at 608-266-4231 and tell her to stop releasing dangerous criminals. Paid for by WMC Issues Mobilization Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. We've got a whole show dedicated to the holiday. We're going to be talking about Irish heritage. We've got live Irish music. We'll explain what the heck curling is. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Listen up.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. That's who we are. You can join us on the lines or on the text stream, 855-75-CIVIC. James Santel, former U.S. Attorney, host of Amicus, a law review right here on Civic Media, Saturdays, 9 to 11 a.m. Check him out in all of his glory when he hosts his show. Got Jess Pierce working hard as well. Thank you, Jess. Cutting up the sound, Donald Trump today, the president, addressing the faithful at the Department of Justice. Let's see, what did he do already? Called CNN and MSNBC illegal, called them political arms of the Democratic Party. And in his opinion, it's illegal, you know, for them to report the news. And he, you know, misspoke perhaps or not, talked about persecuting. I mean, those
accidentally
last,
honest.
Those last people, they're the ones persecuting. And now he goes on a rant against Norm Eisen. Now, Norm Eisen is this attorney, and he also started this Substack, The Contrarian, which we reference quite a bit here on the show. Notably, Jennifer Rubin, formerly of the Washington Post, has gone over and joined him at the Substack, The Contrarian. Here is what Donald Trump had to say about Norm. Cut three, please.
There's a guy named Norm Eisen. I don't even know what he looks like.
Yeah,
his name is Norm Eisen of Crew. He's been after me for 9 years. Now, Crew is a charitable organization. And the reason I'm saying this, Todd, is I'm only going to get one chance to say this. But these are bad people. I don't know who he is. I don't know what he looks like. But everything I read is Norm Eisen of Crew. And Crew is a charitable organization.
Said it twice.
And that's a political thing. His whole life is to get Donald Trump. And he's been vicious and violent.
Violent?
And he's trying, and he probably had pretty good success over the years. But with me, how did he do? I think I'm president. Am I here because I'm president? But we had to take all of that abuse. Even during the trials, we had to take tremendous abuse. Like, you know, these wonderful guys, they're not legitimate people. They're horrible people. They're scum. And you have to know that.
the rebel scum.
You have to know that.
You have to know that. Okay, Norm Eisen. Crew, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. I can see how someone who lacks responsibility and ethics would come under the microscope of a government watchdog organization. Note how he said a couple of times that this is a charitable organization, right? He mentions that. I mean, he's telling this to the DOJ, i.e., hey, they're being political. They're not supposed to be. This is, again, what Trump is telling these folks. And then throwing out he's violent. Now, that's very specific to me. Yes. I mean, it's beyond being calling someone scummy. Okay. Love the Star Wars, but violent, man. He called Norm Eisen violent. And if Norm Eisen, to my knowledge, is not violent, has never engaged in any violence whatsoever, does Norm have to take that, Jim?
He does not. He does not have to take that. And I'm sure he's going to be, if he hasn't already, been commenting about it again on The Contrarian. Beyond that, I'm sure that he is also consulting with his own attorneys for two reasons. One of them is to figure out whether he does, in fact, have a path towards some litigation. It's not directly applicable, but we think again about E. Jean Carroll, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
President defamed her. Juries found that, gave her several $1 million in judgments against him for saying things that are not true, right? Norm Eisen is not a violent person. Violence has meaning, both in the secular world, so to speak. It's got meaning in legal terms,
right.
All kinds of things,
yes.
Right? You have said something that is demonstrably true, and you've done it knowingly. Nobody can listen to that speech, that subset of his speech, without understanding that he's doing that knowingly. And the other piece of it, which is directly coming from what you just said, Dom, not only are you speaking to the people there at Maine Justice about, gee, maybe here's a guy we should open up a file on, but you're speaking to America. And we know that now, as a result of this president and his conduct for the past decade, we've got people making threats. We've got people showing up at homes with guns. And this is also, we've got people coming to Washington, D.C. upon the invitation to come here
and be wild, yes.
Right? It is an invitation to violence against him. And that's the other reason why he needs to be thoughtful about his, regrettably, this is terrible to even think about, right, in America. He's got to be thoughtful about his own security. that of his staff, that of his family, because the president has just put a target on him. Stunning. Shocking.
This is the Dom Salvia Show. That is James Santel, former U.S. attorney. We are talking about the comments made today by President Trump in front of the faithful at the Department of Justice at Maine Justice. Jim, you used to go there once in a while. Let's skip over number four. Let's get down to number five. So let's refocus what we got. We got CNN and MSNBC are illegal. They're political arms of the Democrat Party. Trump talks about persecuting people, literally persecuting. He goes after Norm Eisen, who is co-founder of CREW, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Government. Okay. And now, let's not forget the newspapers. Cut number five.
And these newspapers are really no different than a highly paid political operative. And it has to stop. It has to be illegal. It's influencing judges. And it's really changing law, and it just cannot be legal. I don't believe it's legal. And they do it in total coordination with each other. And everything we do, we're restoring law, restoring order, and restoring public safety in America. That's what we want to do.
So the media, newspapers, right, they're illegal. CNN, MSNBC, they're illegal. Norm Eisen, he's violent and presumably illegal because CREW is investigating and a watchdog for government on the government. This is what the president is literally out there saying. These are all First Amendment rights, Jim.
Right, absolutely. And now we've got the newspapers. So look at any newspaper, right, that has an editorial page. Most of them still do, if there is such a thing in your own community. And they're expressing opinions. And, here's the other point that, again, this is so cynical even of the president to say, because what he's assuming is that, Dom, your listeners, and they do know better, but Americans don't understand that. These are private companies, right? They can fold if, in fact, they do not meet their budgets. And they're companies like all other entities are out there. They have absolute protection by the First Amendment. There is nothing about it, short of, again, the New York Times versus Sullivan. That's the Supreme Court case, right, that says that unless you publish something knowingly, and again, with this very intent purpose to defame, and you do it with that kind of intent, everything else is okay. And yes, that also means that sometimes in the public arena that Teddy Roosevelt talked about, you have to take some shots. And not gunshots. You suffer some criticism that maybe is unwarranted. That is America. That's what men are doing. That is the job. Absolutely.
Half of the country isn't going to like what you're going to do. I mean, based on what our politics are these days. Right. And presumably you're going to get criticized from some of the press.
Absolutely.
Justified or not, but that's the whole point.
Right.
And they get to do that because we have freedom of the press.
Right.
And as soon as we get rid of that, we get rid of the newspapers, and we get rid of the television, and we get rid of the watchdog groups, what are we left with? Oh, Donald Trump's presidency. Don't worry, folks. He'll tell you what to do. He'll tell you who to hate, who to go after. He'll tell you how it's got to be. He has apparently some other issues, some other thoughts on what should be legal and what should not be legal. Let's play cut number six, please, Jess.
And I didn't know her. I still don't know her. I don't believe I ever spoke to her, even during the trial.
This is Judge Eileen Cannon.
I did appoint her, federal judge. And these fake lawyers, these horrible human beings, were hitting her so hard, public relations-wise. They were playing the ref. I don't think it's legal. I don't think it's legal. They might as well go out and just shouted in a courthouse. They were saying she was slow, she wasn't smart, she was totally biased, she loved Trump. I didn't know her, other than I saw her the couple of days that I was in court, and I thought her decorum was amazing. Anything bad they could say, though, they were saying about her, it was whatever they could say bad about a human being, all made up. Because actually, she was brilliant. She moved quickly.
Quickly. Did she move quickly, Jim?
She did not. She had a great number of motions still on the docket right at the time. She decided to reach back and say, you know what? From the very start, this prosecution was prosecuted by somebody, according to her and Clarence Thomas, who had no authority to do so. She was a huge backlog. including issues about using those documents, national security issues. She didn't address any of those. Where do you start with these issues? Fake lawyers mm-hmm. making these statements. No, Mr. President, they're not fake lawyers. And yes, indeed, you can say these things maybe sometimes at your peril. If you decide to criticize the judge in front of whom you are appearing, that may not be the best strategy. But it's not unconstitutional. Show me, Mr. President, the federal code, the state code that makes comments about the conduct of federal judges, state judges, illegal. What is the crime in that? There is none. And once again, Dom, this is the very serious point. Aside from the absolute absurdity of what my president has said today, he is also telling all of us that we are stupid. He is telling the American public implicitly and explicitly that I don't think you know any better. You don't know enough to understand how inappropriate and simply wrong the things that I'm saying as a governmental matter, as a civics matter. You don't have to be a lawyer to understand this. He's basically counting on the fact that we don't know better, and we do.
We do know better. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let's get to some of our callers. Mary from Wauwatosa. Welcome, Mary. Happy Friday. What do you got for us?
Hi, Dom and Jim and also Jess. I do subscribe to The Contrarian, and I did see just a short time ago Norm addressing Trump's charge against him. He didn't appear concerned or intimidated by Trump's charge.
Good.
And Contrarian being another pro-democracy advocate along with Civic Media, I'd encourage listeners to follow The Contrarian and ideally support them, you know, with a low fee, you know, monthly fee. It's a great organization. Thank you for your advocacy.
Of course, Mary. Thank you for your listenership. Certainly appreciate it. Glad to hear Norm will not be intimidated. Hope Norm pushes back legally. I'd like to see, you know, shock and awe on a legal basis on every little thing from everybody load them up, line them up, and knock them down. Because what else is it going to take? What do we have? We don't have, we don't have the House. We don't have the Senate. You know, Supreme Court. Good luck there. You know, but we do have the ability to engage in litigation. Right. If the President of the United States or the bartender down the street calls me a violent person, man, I'm not a violent person. I mean, I might get violent. Keep calling me that. Talk about your worst dream coming true. But no, I mean, there's got to be a consequence to that. You can't. At what point? Oh, they're baby raper killers. Well, everyone's a baby raper killer. How about that? Is that okay? At what point do you cross the line? Apparently, it's well beyond. They're eating the dogs and they're eating the cats, Jim.
Right. Absolutely. And again, the safeguard here, the guardrail is, and we'll talk about other ways in which federal judges and state judges are saying no. You run into court, as I'm perhaps Norm Eisen and others will do here, and you push back on this. And I believe you believe your listeners believe you will get maybe not perfect justice. It may not happen right away, but you do, again, invoking the E. Jean Carroll example for the second time in 20 minutes here. She waited a long time. She persevered, as we often say, with great support for all members of our community. She persevered. You got to do the same thing here. If you back off, if you are intimidated, so good to hear Mary say that Eisen is not intimidated. If anything, just the opposite. If you go away and you cower in a corner because of what has happened here, that only feeds more of it, right? You're not deterring it at all. You're encouraging more down the road from this out-of-control president.
You punch the bully back. Roberto from Chicagoland. My president is a 100% pure scumbag. We need a whistleblower. Thank you, Roberto. I kind of concur with that, man. This guy's going after everybody and everything. Everything should be illegal except for him. Come back with us more. James Santel, Jess P.S. on the board. Your calls as well. 855-752-4842.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. More Trump administration mass layoffs at CISA have experts raising concerns over U.S. readiness for cyber attacks on election infrastructure and federal agency networks. An additional 100 in-house and contracted cyber specialists were reportedly terminated in March.
The terminations raised the number of layoffs at the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency to an estimated 300, though new CISA leadership has denied recent layoffs. As we reported in February, a team assisting state election officials in improving and hardening election systems was laid off. VoteBeat reported March 11th that CISA's new leadership informed state election officials that it had suspended operations and funding for the Election Infrastructure Information Sharing and Analysis Center. In addition, a McCarthy-like effort is underway to purge CISA staffers who ran 2020 efforts to combat foreign and domestic disinformation in social media, some concocted by the Trump campaign and its allies. Reports in cybersecurity journals say that the latest layoffs involve so-called red teams, which pressure test the security of government networks. CBS News quoted one cybersecurity expert let go in February as saying about U.S. networks, "We're being targeted daily, hourly, and every single minute." We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Everybody loves you when you're dead, and everybody wants you in the end. It's coming, you may greet your loving memory. Now everybody loves you when you're dead.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvi Show. Happy Friday to us all. Got James Santel in studio today up until the 6 o'clock hour. Don't forget, tell us something good at the end of the show. Love wrapping up with a happy smile on our face. Got Just BS working hard on the board. You folks lining up on the phones, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Donald Trump today addressing the faithful at the Department of Justice. Not uncommon, but or not. Hasn't happened in many years, let's put it that way. And, you know, the Don feels like he needs to go down there. We've talked about it. He's going after the press. He's going after Norm Eisen and the Contrarian and people that basically are critical of him. Crew, heaven forbid you have a watchdog group. Can't have that now, can you? Saying newspapers are illegal and it should be wrong. You can't call a judge name. That's illegal. As he defends Eileen Cannon.
Didn't he call several of the judges? Potentially, let's just go with all of the judges right. Who prosecuted against him. Slow, not smart, stupid.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So if he were to have his way, he would be himself, you know, arrested.
Mm.
But you pointed out, James Santel, on that very first cut, we're going to play it again, when Donald Trump is critical of CNN and MSNBC, he references somebody. Let's play that clip one more time so you can all hear it and see what you think about it.
And I believe that CNN and MSDNC, who literally write 97.6% bad about me, are political arms of the Democrat Party. And in my opinion, they're really corrupt and they're illegal. What they do is illegal.
Was that the... I didn't
must
hear
be
Todd.
The second.
All right, let's play the next
may
one.
Have been in the second, yeah.
People you don't even want to know about. But as many of you do know, well, we're focused on persecuting. And
what?
These people were really focused on persecuting Republicans.
Oh,
the
wait,
last
what?
Administration presided over the worst increase in violent crime in our country in many, many decades. We had levels of violence and crime, and a lot of it had.
Still not there.
Oh, okay. Keep going. Let's go.
I know it was there because I heard it.
I heard it too. Right. It was the norm. Let's go play
right.
Cut three.
Play Norm again.
We're just going to roll through
Norm
them all.
Eisen. I don't even know what he looks like. His name is Norm Eisen of Crew. He's been after me for 9 years. Now, Crew is a charitable organization.
Charitable organization.
And the reason I'm saying this, Todd, is I'm only going to get one chance to say this.
All right, there we go. The reason I'm saying this,
people.
Todd, bring it down.
I don't
thank
know
you.
Who he is. I don't know what he
the reason I'm saying this, Todd, I'm only going to get one chance. Todd, I'm not. Todd. Who is he talking to? What is he bringing up? This, you know, that Crew is a charitable organization, mentions that several times and references Todd. What does that mean to you, Jim?
He's talking about and making reference to, probably looking right at the Deputy Attorney General of the United States of America. He was confirmed not too long ago, just a few days ago, by the United States Senate, fairly unceremoniously, and became the Deputy Attorney General of the United States of America. This is number two under Pam Bondi. Deputy Attorney General, as we've spoken about many times, is responsible for the day-to-day operation of the Department of Justice. This is the person who is responsible for overseeing the U.S. attorneys, the various divisions, all kinds of things that makes things go. And Todd Blanche is his name.
Todd Blanche.
Right?
That,
right?
Was his, that was his attorney.
That was his attorney. We remember
his
him.
Defense
we,
attorney.
We have seen his picture, not only recently, but because he sat next to Donald Trump on one side. The fellow on the other side was a fellow named Emile Beauvais, who is also known for many things. He's been also at Maine Justice recently. Todd Blanche, the Deputy Attorney General, the president's former personal defense attorney. And again, you might think, well, gee, Jim, why are you so obsessed about that? He looks at as deputy and not inappropriate to make that reference. But what he's really saying is just this, that I've got this personal relationship. I used to have an attorney-client relationship. Who knows what kinds of things they exchange with each other? We'll never know about that, nor should we. But he's looking over, and that is a verbal wink. That's a verbal wink to Todd Blanche to say all of this based upon the things that we've talked about before, the recent but the good old days when we were working together. This is going to be more of that, Todd, and I want you to pursue this on my behalf based upon the relationship that we have had, the relationship that we still do have. That's the message that he is sending to the second-in-control person at the Department of Justice. Make this happen. Now I am your boss. Now you've got to make all this happen.
So I'm interpreting that as saying, hey, Todd, go after Crew, go after their charitable status, because I think they're political is what he's saying.
Absolutely.
I looked at some callers in here, 855-752-4842. Joe, you have 90 seconds. Welcome, Joe. What do you got?
You may want to take this up on the other side, Jim. To me, this sounds very much like the situation with the Dominion voting system.
Absolutely,
that,
Joe.
Machines. Yeah. That, and I remember reading at the time there was a lawyer in a blog who said, I have never seen anything that is such a clear-cut case of defamation. And I would love it if you would expand a little bit more on this. This is not just a tit back and forth and, you know, two guys in a bar slugging it out. What is being alleged here will affect the marketability, the economics of these particular people, CNN, MSNBC, a Crew, that particular situation. If you sully them by these words that are not true, you are creating a problem in the business side, not just personal reputation, but business side of their businesses. I would think that it is clear cut that, you know, hoof on down to the judge. I don't know how. So I'd love to hear you talk about this on the other side, because this seems to me very similar to the Dominion case, where you know it's wrong, you keep shooting it off in your pie hole, and it's ruining the reputation of these particular groups. So if you could do that, I would be most grateful, Jim. Thanks.
And Joe, your analysis is an analogy, and your analysis is right on target. Dominion voting machines ends up with a multi-million-dollar judgment against Fox News for doing just that, and we can talk more about that.
We will talk about that. Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvi Show. We will talk about that with James Santel, former U.S. Attorney, host of Amicus, a Law Review. Come back with us, 855-752-4842.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a person with MS and autism and is an advocate for Medicare and Medicaid will join us. Going to be a very interesting conversation. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend. And then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
A message from the CDC.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a key cloture vote passing in the Senate with the help of Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and enough Democrats to get it across the finish line, signaling the final vote tonight will be approved to avert a shutdown at midnight. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more.
Chuck Schumer said on the Senate floor that his stated reasoning for voting yes here was because while he views this House Republican temporary funding bill as bad, as having too many cuts in it, not doing enough to rein in Trump and Musk, et cetera, he says a shutdown would be, in his words, much, much worse.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio, before leaving Canada today, says he doesn't think the U.S. tariffs should be seen as, quote, hostile. Rubio also says he's optimistically cautious over talks with Russia on a one-month ceasefire proposal with Ukraine. Severe storms on the march across the Midwest and parts of the South this weekend, with hurricane-force winds and tornadoes in the mix. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly.